This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Glad you could be with us at the end of a week that has been interesting, to say the least. There is going to be a new Treasury Secretary. There is the trillion-dollar coin, various and sundry other topics to wrap up as well, which we will do with Felix Salmon from Reuters, Catherine Rampell from The New York Times. They are in New York in our spacious new studios there. Hey, guys.
It's lovely here.
I know. Isn't it nice? You guys sound different, I have to tell you.
That's because there's more room for the sound to bounce off the walls.
That's right. So I would like a show of hands, and yes, I know this is radio, for those of you who remember the days of early 2009 when we all thought Tim Geithner was about to be fired like tomorrow, right? Don't you feel kind of bad now, you guys?
He said he was going to stick around.
Yeah, you know, but it was the
rest president's pleasure.
Yeah, it was the rest of us who were saying he was going to be fired, though, right? I mean, let's spend a minute, actually, on his legacy, shall we? Felix, go ahead.
He took a burning building and he put it out. He is an adept crisis manager, mm-hmm. and he learned crisis management at the IMF and in an earlier stint at Treasury and at the Fed, and those skills were incredibly useful. So at the beginning of 2009, when the economy was just plunging and it was much worse than anyone had thought, mm-hmm. people thought that unemployment would go up a little bit. It went up a lot. There were big solvency questions about the banks, and he was there to put out fires and to do a lot of unusual things and get it right.
Catherine, he did what he got hired to do, basically.
And then he stayed on for another couple of years. And the crisis, you know, the unemployment rate never came down, but the crisis kind of went away, and it's not clear what he actually achieved over the past couple of years.
Well, let's let your compatriot in here. What are we going to get then in Jack Lew, Catherine?
Well, if you look at Jack Lew's skill set and his resume and everything, it's much more budget-focused. You know, he was at mm-hmm. the Office of Management and Budget as the director under two different administrations. His expertise is much more in fiscal issues. He did spend a short stint in finance, and he has a lot of critics for that now, who seems to be coming out of the woodwork. But he is very much associated with budget issues as opposed to finance, and I think that really reflects the shifting priorities of the administration at this point.
Do you either of you guys think that there will be a huge confirmation fight over him? And here's the root of the question is this, right? We've got the debt ceiling limitations coming up. Will this confirmation hearing be a proxy for that, Felix, do you think?
I think that Jack Lew was chosen in large part precisely because there won't be a big confirmation fight over him. All of the alternatives were much more dangerous in terms of trying to get them through Congress, and he was the easiest candidate
And he's gotten through Congress twice before. So
that's true. Fair point. Let me dabble briefly in the trillion-dollar coin, not for its political reality, not for any of its whatever it is, but for the fact that we have now been reduced to this, Felix, or Catherine, actually, I guess we'll go to you, to get a sensible perspective on this, right? We are now reduced to talking about play money.
It's a farce. You know, it's kind of like a Monty Python sketch at some point. You know, it's the Republicans are doing something ridiculous, which is threatening to default on our debt, so liberals are now saying, okay, let's do something equally ridiculous that is rooted in something previously ridiculous that Congress had done, which was grant Treasury the ability to create a platinum coin of any denomination. So, I mean, the whole thing is just sort of an escalation of how silly can you be on either side.
Felix, you want to weigh in there? I heard you chuckling in the background.
I call it the fiscal equivalent of the flying spaghetti monster.
What is that?
It's the flying spaghetti monster is this kind of imaginary being which proves that all religion is incredibly stupid. But it's a bit like that. And I don't think that fighting stupid with stupid is usually a great tactic.
All right. We leave it there. Felix Salmon at Reuters, Catherine Rampell from The New York Times. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.